What we'll do is kind of set kind of the tone for what the M&A market is today as we see it, and then walk through some of the larger due diligence fails that we were able to bring together and accumulate, and then jump into some best practices for diligence, et cetera, and go through that. And so what I thought I'd do is start out with kind of what the marketplace looks like in our view. Let me get there. And so what we saw that in 2014, M&A jumped, and it was generally, I think, a good year for M&A. And, we're expecting that 2015 will also be a good year for M&A. I think there's a favorable environment for it. And I think, lower oil prices, for example, will create some buying opportunities for clients. And I think the healthcare industry, continues to remain robust. And so if you're working in that industry, I think there will be a lot of opportunities for buying and selling companies.
Yeah, I think we saw 2012 had a unique, unprecedented jump in M&A because of the tax issues. Then 2013, I think, had a drop-off. 2014, we saw everything picking up, and I think now we're seeing an environment 2014 and 15 where you really have a lot of sellers realizing it's a good environment to sell in because of the economic conditions and not some outside force like taxes. So you have a lot of buyers looking to grow, looking for ways to keep up with the growth you're seeing in the market. And so we see a lot of sellers, especially a lot of mid to low-level sellers out there, smaller companies that are looking to cash out.
Yeah. And I think the oil and gas industry is just ripe for some transactions. I think they're going to be – we'll see who the winners and losers are.